We have a terrific team who give up their Sundays and work here to bring you local radio with local news. And one of the big local news stories was on the front page of the West Australian on Wednesday. The headline was "Poor in Order." Pretty good one, I thought, from Anthony DeSegley. "New guidelines tell dog owners they can't train pets if it makes them anxious." Peter DeCroft wrote the story saying, "Dog owners should stop training their dog if it gets anxious in the process, according to new health and welfare guidelines drawn up by the McGowan government." It's a 43-page draft document. I've printed it out and had a bit of a look at it. Standards and guidelines: training should be stopped or modified when it causes the dog to be anxious or distressed. Minimum size dimensions for dog houses and kennels. Avoid speed bumps when driving with your dog, and carry a canine first aid kit when you're going for a run. They're just some of the suggestions in this draft report. Well, Cathy Capellas-McLeod is the owner of Cathy's Dog Training and Behaviour Consulting. Hello, Cathy.
Hello, Jane. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Cathy, what did you think when you saw this draft draft guidelines drawn up by the McGowan government?
A few things stood out as rather ludicrous, to be completely honest. The speed bumps one, we'll talk about that first, because that one stood out quite a lot indeed. And I just get concerned about where these ideas come from, what people might be thinking when they're implementing such draft guidelines, because we're actually saying to dogs and to their owners, let's just avoid living life. Just cotton-wool you. And let's just do our best to avoid anything that might potentially be a concern or not. And I must say, I've never come across anybody who whose dog's experienced such a coronary, you know, arrest that they have to avoid speed bumps. For goodness sakes.
Watch out, Fido. Here we go. Look, one of the things, Cathy, I do have an anxious dog. And in fact, she's medicated and trained and looked after with care. So this really caught my attention, because as an owner of an anxious dog, and I'm originally from a country town, and we were farmers, and I've had lots and lots and lots of dogs in my life. So to have a truly anxious dog is something very different. And I understand some of the thinking behind how you train anxious dogs. Training should be stopped or modified when it causes the dog to become anxious or distressed. I understand that part of it. I also understand that the minister responsible for this draft advice is Alana McTiernan, and she's a very well-known animal lover, and she's against live exports and all those sorts of things, which I disagree with, but anyway. But when I read that dogs aren't to be tethered for a period exceeding 2 hours in 24 hours, I was also I also wanted to question that one, because you can tether a dog and it's not an act of cruelty. It's not tying them up the back with a chain. What did you think about that idea? I mean, I don't see that as a problem. Do you see that as a problem?
I don't. I used to instruct for dog clubs in my early part of my career, and my own dogs would be, like you said, Jane, I'd use the corkscrew and we'll pop them under a big shady tree. I'd be in their presence and I'd be instructing the classes while they had water close by. And we even had some bunting so other dogs wouldn't come up to them, et cetera. So there's certainly nothing cruel with that, especially when you can see you're doing it for the benefit of the dog. You know, you're doing it because you want your dog with you, and it's part of the companionship. So I think we just have to be concerned about what actually, you know, is animal cruelty, or and is this just a loss of common sense?
Common sense, which isn't so common, Cathy. I'm speaking with Cathy Capellas-McLeod. She's a certified dog behaviour consultant. The RSPCA Australia said the guidelines didn't go far enough, and there should be, a total ban on electronic collars. I don't like electronic collars, but I have spoken to people in the past who've said that they've used them for very, very short periods of time and they've been beneficial. What do you think of them?
That's probably the one I agree with more, to ban the electronic collars. I don't like them. I never recommend them. I have had clients who have used them. I don't judge my clients. They're talking to me in honesty and they've used them out of desperation. I always feel that there's other ways to go about it, but if they actually banned those, I wouldn't worry.
You wouldn't shed a tear,
Not for that one. It's electricity at the end of the day. Let's just, you know, not water it down. It's electricity on the dog. And yes, I know what people do. And I guess if we're going to use it, you know, once, twice, and that's it, But what I worry about is that when we share that information with people, the collars will always be used, because she had help with, you know, she had improvement with her dog. He had improvement with his dog, because we share those claims.
Cathy, I just think I'm always wary when government sort of oversteps a mark. So this is a health and welfare of dogs draft advice by the government. I always worry that if this is just advice, are we going to look at legislation? And there's no suggestion at the moment that we will be looking at legislation. But I think some of these things, when you look at them, you think, well, that's just stupid, and you can never legislate against stupid. Some people who own dogs do cruel and stupid things to them, but the rest of us are pretty sensible. Was there anything else in here that rang alarm bells for you, or that you agreed or disagreed with?
Probably more so disagreed. The speed bump one also worries me, because we have things called potholes coming soon into our roads now with the winter weather. So what are we to do with potholes, which will probably be a little bit more worrying, you know, for want of a better word, for dogs, and going over a speed bump at a sensible speed? Are we going to be swerving into traffic? Who's going to be policing this? We can't even get the police to help out when there's local problems going on in our areas. Who is going to police people going to be watching dog owners going over speed bumps and complaining? What sort of a nanny state are we creating? I worry about the what suggests stress when you're training a dog. Of course, there'll be stress if you're using punitive methods, you know, prong collars and shock collars, etc., regardless of getting the result. I'm concerned about that. But then we've got to think about, well, some dogs don't like travelling, but they love where they're going to. They just don't like the actual trip. So is it the training that's worrying them? And when it's positive reinforcement training, unless it's overwhelming with a lot of noise or there's big classes, there's ways to counteract that too. But I truly worry about cotton wool in our dogs, because I know you said you sensibly got your dog on anti-anxiety medications, and it sounds that's the right thing for your dog. But I worry about the dogs that will start to be on them that don't really need them, because we're avoiding life.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I went down every other path. People listening know that I go to Calm Pets, and we looked at absolutely every single thing I could for this dog. And she's actually on the Catapres that lowers her blood pressure, and it's very strictly monitored. But when I look at this host of standards and guidelines, what worried me in the West report was some of which would potentially carry penalties. That's when I get worried too, when I look at things and I think, well, you know, as you say, if you've got a dog in the car and you're going over a speed hump, could that potentially carry some kind of a penalty? What about the minimum size dimensions for dog houses and kennels?
Yeah, and just on that one, Jane, about the penalties, do you think it might be revenue raising for the government?
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like it might be the government sticking its nose in our business, but that wouldn't be...
Exactly. I know. In regards to the sizes, that one's a good one for the RSPCA to talk about, to be honest, because that wouldn't bother most of the general public who have got pretty decent-sized backyards, even though, you know, we've got... you know, houses knocked down, we've got, you know, three or four units on there. A lot of people do get their dogs out and about. So I do like the fact that there is more room. I do agree with increasing size. So I'm not too sure where that stems from, though, whether it's more your licensed kennels, etc., who have boarding kennels, or whether I don't think that's relevant too much to the everyday dog owner in suburbia.
Good to talk to you today. Cathy, are you off to do some dog training today?
Yes, off to do it with our guys. Looking forward to it, and it should be a nice day. Thanks for having me, Jane.
Thanks for joining me. 9221882.